Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dr. Mehmet Oz, administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, joining us on the WBEN Liveline, physician, author, TV host, now government official. Dr. Oz, which of these roles did you like best?
Oh, there's no question. The current role, best job I've ever had. I'll tell you why. You get to work with these incredibly dedicated folks that are passionately desirous of improving healthcare for Americans. And I'm bragging to you today about open enrollment, which, as you know, is the once a year time when folks can go to Medicare.gov and find out the plan that's best for them, save themselves hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars. But for almost 4 million people in New York, 69 million around the country, it's a social safety net, a jewel that we have. We want people to take advantage of it. And there are not many things you can do in life where you get to look in people's eyes and realize you're 100% dedicated to making their lives better.
Yeah, what is the deadline for Medicare open enrollment, and how can people compare their options beforehand?
So the deadline is Sunday. So before you watch your bills play again, you're going to need to sign up for open enrollment. And I would not wait till Sunday. You may be busy that day, but more importantly, it gets caught up in stuff, and you lose the opportunity to customize the Medicare program that benefits you the most. And the reality is our lives change every year. We have different challenges from a health perspective. We are on different medications, maybe different doctors. And so the Medicare plan you're on last year might not be the best one for you next year. Plus, Medicare itself changes, right? We've negotiated some really good prices for medications, so the drug prices are less in the plan this year, but we're paying more for other things. So if you don't go in there and double check that what's out there is in your best interest, you're throwing money away. And plus, we've added some bells and whistles that are pretty important. You can do simple sign-on now to make sure we can customize for you. We've got plan finder tools that help you decide what the insurance plan is best for you. So even though there are lots of ads out there, which are fine, the trusted source is Medicare.gov, and you paid for it. I mean, you're paying my salary. I go to work every day. I work for you. And sort of 6,500 other people here at Medicare and Medicaid, take advantage of our hard work by checking out Medicare.gov.
Dr. Oz, if someone misses the deadline, what happens? When can they get back in?
Well, they got to wait another year. It's unfortunate. They'll be throwing money away because we don't have the flexibility to allow people to change their Medicare plans. You don't want us to do that. Everyone gets 6 weeks every fall. It's the same every year. Open enrollment is a time when you'll notice all the advertisements coming out there from private companies trying to get your business as well. We don't spend as much money advertising to you, but you get to hear from yours truly on radio programs, trying to get folks, cajoling people to just sign up so they can make sure that they're getting the best bang for their buck. But the crown jewel of Medicare was created 60 years ago to make sure that no one falls the cracks. And my job and the hardworking civil servants here at Medicare have that same goal as well. We just want to make sure you get your money's worth, which is why I'm talking to you today.
Well, in a slightly different topic, you've said recently that there are maybe some talks going on about some of these enhanced subsidies under the Affordable Care Act being extended. What is the viability of that happening? What's the likelihood of it happening? And where does everybody else fit into this? I think a lot of people have heard this discussion over the last several months about Affordable Care Act subsidies, about different things going on with Medicare, and they're saying, hey, well, hold up. My insurance is going up too. I mean, this is becoming unaffordable for not just people who rely on these programs, but even people who are getting insurance through their employers.
Brian, it's such an important observation. The fundamental problem is that the Affordable Care Act has become the Unaffordable Care Act. It's just too expensive. And so if we don't actually bend the cost curves down by driving down prices, and I'll give you a good example of that, we're not going to be able to afford to give the health care that everyone deserves in America at an affordable price. So let's take drug prices, which have increased dramatically. And part of the reason for that is historically, drug companies could charge three times more for the exact same drug in America than they charge in Europe. President Trump came in and said, stop, that's not right. You can disagree on politics and a lot of things, but no one disagrees with the premise that we should be paying the same in America for medications as other countries pay for those medications, other developed countries, wealthy countries. And so we've negotiated now with major companies to do just that, to insist on most favored nation drug pricing, which means we'll pay the same, not less, but the same as they pay in other countries. That reduces the costs. And those are the kinds of negotiations and tactics that we're going to use to control on the overarching increasing prices. However, you know, there are people who are getting older, and that number is increasing because the boomers are aging. So there's going to be an increasing demand on healthcare services. So we've got to be judicious in how we spend our money, and in particular, careful about fraud. And you're all reading now about the fraud in Minnesota that was uncovered. That's really, you know, over $1 billion. Of money, again, taken from our most vulnerable. Because when you take social support programs, like the ones that are designed to help people with illnesses that are, you know, chronic in nature, and you steal money from those programs, you hurt those people. So part of my job is to have a fraud program, detection program that we can ensure is functional. So we reduce the amount of money taken out of the federal coffers.
Hey, Dr. Oz, thanks so much for spending time with us.
God bless you, Susan. Again, Medicare.gov, don't forget, open enrollment. It ends on Sunday. So once a year opportunity, save yourself some money.
All right. Dr. Mehmet Oz joining us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.